It's 9:50. This just in, the Roberto Clemente Award goes to Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, representing the game of baseball through extraordinary character, community involvement, philanthropy, and positive contributions both on and off the field. Salvi, the first player in Royals history to earn baseball's most prestigious individual honor. So we congratulate him. He's actually going to be part of the Musial Awards on November 23rd at Stiefel Theater. Cardinals broadcaster Polo Asensio joining us now as Game 3 of the World Series is upon us tonight in New York. Good morning, Polo.
Buenos dias, Tom. Good morning. How are we doing? Hey, great news for Salvi. Congratulations to him. Obviously, you know, we wanted Goldie to take it home as a Cardinal, but if not Goldie, who better than Salvi? And like you said, the first Royal to take it. So congratulations to him. And hey, I hear that there's plenty of tickets available to go to the Musial Awards. And hopefully I'll be there. I've been invited. Hopefully I'll make the trek all the way to St. Louis because I have never been part of that great event.
Would love to have you there. And Salvi is a class act. And, you know, I wanted to ask before we get into Game 3 and the latest on the World Series, what it was like in Los Angeles and the feelings throughout the stadium and beyond after the passing of Fernando Valenzuela. As you and I have not talked about it, and as people are well aware, he was extremely impactful on baseball in the Latino community, in the Mexican community, and in Los Angeles at that time, wasn't he, Polo?
He was, he still is, and you know, me being born and raised in Mexico, he was my idol. He was my baseball hero. And thankfully, through the years after, you know, I started working in media in LA, we became, you know, acquainted. He always told me Polo. He called me Polo Polo. There's a very famous comedian in Mexico that goes by the name of Polo Polo. So he always called me Polo Polo. And he said, Polo Polo, get it right. We're not friends. We just kind of know each other. And then he will smile and he will walk away. But the impact that he has still, like you said, it was throughout the stadium. Like even on the freeways in LA, the streets of LA, the big old signs outside the mall, one of the biggest malls in LA, the Citadel has a big old mural of Fernando Valenzuela. Many of them popping up around the city. And game one was very emotional. It was very, very early. Everybody was early at Dodger Stadium. And I know you've been to Dodger Stadium many, many times. And always the situation with Dodger fans, they are known for getting to the stadium late, and they are known for leaving early. It's a thing. Oh, yeah, they show up in the third inning, and they go home in the seventh. Well, for game one and game two, for that matter, of the World Series, everybody was sitting down at their seat. Everybody, more than 50,000 people were sitting down. And especially on game one, the way I see it, and I've been saying it, we are all healing little by little. And game one was part of the process. Game one started, like I said, early. Everybody was there. And it was a good 15, 20-minute tribute to Fernando Valenzuela. His family was there, his wife Linda, his son Ricky, his son Fernando, Maria, and Linda—they were all there, part of this tribute to Fernando. And everywhere you walked in Dodger Stadium, even before you go into Dodger Stadium, people just flowers, people just candles, Mexican flags, Fernando Valenzuela pictures. There was letters, Tom. When I left game two after the Dodgers beat the Yankees in game two, I walked down out of Dodger Stadium. And if you've been to Dodger Stadium, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, Dodger Stadium is very unique. It's completely different. It's a little bit like Kansas City, like the stadiums in Kansas City. They have their own parking lot around the stadium, unlike Busch Stadium, but we have different sets, different structures around the stadium. But this Dodger Stadium, they have their own parking lot with about three or four different exits. And one of the main exits, like I said, that people use it to put flowers, to put candles. So I walked on my way down of Dodger Stadium. And one thing that really that got me, Tom, there were letters of many, many different people they wrote letters, you know, big old, you know, cardboard signs. They took their time to write letters to Fernando Valenzuela, bring them to the stadium, and put them there. That is how impactful, that's the impact this guy has still in our community and with Dodger fans. So to me, as you know, he was my guy, and that's been helping. It's been helping little by little, and to talk about him, it's been helping a lot more. And now, you know, with the Dodgers winning two out of the first two games against the Yankees, that helps even more. So, it was emotional. And, I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it again. People just hugging each other, like crying, laughing, histories and stories about Fernando. If you've seen the movie Coco or the movie The Book of Life, Tom, yes. Amigos, you know that we Mexicans, when somebody passes away, yeah, we are sad, but we also celebrate. We celebrate more than cry. And I've been saying this phrase that I heard once Vince Scully say, and I know Dr. Seuss wrote something that says, "Don't be sad because it ended. Be happy because it happened, and be happy because you were part of it." And yes, we are going to miss Fernando, of course. But I personally am very, very happy that I was part of his life and that he knew who I was. And for a little kid in Tijuana, Mexico, to meet his hero, his idol, and not be disappointed, that's huge. That's huge. So rest in peace, Fernando Valenzuela. And if you allow me a minute, Tom, thank you to all the people that have sent me text messages, because, again, I always made it known that he was my guy. Thank you, really, really. Thank you for all the messages. And yeah, man, you know, we were grateful for the support, and we are sad because Fernando is gone. But like I said, those two victories of the Dodgers over the Yankees are helping, and they are helping a lot.
Well, it's very well said, beautifully said, and you are an incredible not only broadcaster, but a great resource to us to learn and to educate and to feel that emotion and sentiment that happened in Los Angeles over the last several days. And I'm certain we'll carry over to the team as they take on the Yankees tonight in Game 3. It should be fascinating. Shohei Ohtani is considered to be ready to go after working out yesterday. We'll see what transpires at Yankee Stadium. And for now, Polo Asensio, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us and continued coverage. We'll keep in touch with you.
No, you know where to find me, and let's see what happens tonight. It should be interesting. Game 3 at Yankee Stadium. Let's not forget, Tom, the 1981 when the Dodgers and the Yankees met for the most recent time, the Yankees won the first two. The Yankees won the first two in Yankee Stadium. Then they came back to L.A., and that's when Fernando pitched on Game 3. The Dodgers won that game, and then they won the next four. Mm-hmm. So if you think this World Series is over, you haven't watched baseball in the last 50 or 100 years, because you never know what's going to happen. But thank you very much, and let's see what happens, and enjoy. Hey, let's enjoy the World Series.
No, you were right about that. Appreciate you. Polo Asensio, Cardinals broadcaster, with us on KMOX.